Hello and welcome back. It is Hard Facts in Nigeria in Food Herring Port Harcourt, the number one talk station. I'm Dai. 7 minutes come past 4 p.m. Discussions are on. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter once again. If you still have any thoughts on my rant from the last hour, we can continue that conversation. Not now, but later on after the 6 p.m. major news during the open season segment. I'll take your thoughts on all the matters discussed on the show today. But for now, we move on to a different matter of discourse. A story cut to the Punch newspaper. Doctors reject Reps' proposed 5-year compulsory service. The House of Reps has passed for second reading the Medical and Dental Practitioners Act Amendment Bill 2022, which seeks to make it compulsory for graduates in medical and dental fields to render services within Nigeria for 5 years before being granted full license. The sponsor of the motion, Ganiu Johnson, APC Lagos, said the move was to check the mass exodus of medical professionals from the country. The legislation is titled A Bill for an Act to Amend the Medical and Dental Practitioners Act, CAB M379, laws of the Federation of Nigeria 2004, to mandate any Nigeria-trained medical or dental practitioner to practice in Nigeria for a minimum of 5 years before granted a full license by the council in order to make quality health services available to Nigeria and for related matters. Now, Nigeria has in recent times, especially after the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, witnessed mass migration of professionals to developed countries, a development that is now known in local parlance as JAPA. Leading the debate on the bill, Johnson noted that the amendment was in order to make quality health services available to Nigerians, considering the growing trend of the Nigerian population and the current immigration rate of the Nigerian-trained medical and dental practitioners abroad. He added, Nigeria currently has only 24,000 licensed medical doctors available in the country, less than 10% of the number needed to meet the World Health Organization recommendation. Now, only one doctor is available to treat 30,000 patients in some southern states, while in the north, it's one doctor to 45,000 patients. The lawmaker noted that the tuition fee for medicine in the UK was between £35,750 and £66,500 per annum, and the duration of the course is 4 years. He said in the US, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, the average cost of study medicine ranges between $82,000 and $104,000, aside miscellaneous expenses which include feeding, accommodation, etc. The lawmaker added, in Canada, tuition fee for medicine ranges from CA$52,000 to $169,000. But contrary to all these huge medicine tuitions in the aforementioned foreign countries, in Nigeria, the cost of medicine in public institutions ranges from NGN$40,000 to NGN$150,000. Therefore, you will all agree with me that medical and dental education in Nigeria is seriously subsidized. He stressed, despite this subsidy in medical and dental education, Nigeria still suffers emigration of trained medical doctors and dentists into the hands of these foreign countries, which an average Nigerian can hardly afford for medicine training. The favorite destinations of migrating Nigerian medical staff are Europe, North America, and the Middle East. According to various reports, the lawmaker said the number of Nigerian-trained doctors who left for the UK was the third highest in the world and highest in Africa. But reacting, President of Nigeria Association of Resident Doctors, Dr. Emeka Oji, described the bill as anti-people, demanding that it should be withdrawn. Oji said, quote, some people want to cause trouble for this government before they leave. NAD is averse to such anti-people bill, and it is unfortunate that an honorable member will be thinking about that. That is selfishness. Have they come up with bills to stop public officials from seeking medical services abroad at taxpayers' expense? They will not do that because it is affecting them directly. And instead of addressing the root causes of brain drain, they are going to the symptom, and that is totally unacceptable. We know that the Speaker of the House of Reps is someone that reasons a lot, and we intend to reach out to him. That bill needs to be withdrawn. The thing is causing a lot of agitation already all over the country, and nobody should be allowed to cause a crisis for this regime that is about to end. There you have it. That's the story. Doctors reject Rex's proposed 5-year compulsory service. Also, kind of remind, this incident reminds me as well of the Zimbabwean situation, where the where Zimbabwe has announced plans to pass a law that would criminalize the recruitment of health workers by other countries, because the country wants to stop the brain drain in the health sector, and it believes that could be a game changer. In fact, the Vice President, Constantino Chiwenga, who was also the health minister, likened drain of healthcare professionals to human trafficking. What do you make of this development, this proposal, and its rejection by doctors? Let's talk about this for a bit. Is that the solution? Is that the solution to brain drain in the healthcare sector in Nigeria? 5-year compulsory service to medical practitioners. Is that what's going to solve the problem? The line's open. Call 070-093-093. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hello, you're welcome. Hello? Once again, call 070-093-093. And just as well, you can join the conversation via our social media pages, via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, also via Facebook at facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Hello, how to welcome?
Yeah,
Dad,
good evening. Jerry calling from Ozoba.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to lend my voice to the topic of discussion. If I heard you clearly, you said one doctor to 45,000 patients in some hospitals in the north. Well, for me, if they are being held back in their homeland for 5 years, it will have cushion the effect of the mass exodus of doctors out. Because if you look at it, our professionals are really mass exodusing out of this country, and we are left with perhaps no professional to even handle our medical needs, our health needs. So if a doctor, before he receives a patent or a license per se, is being made to serve 5 years, let's say considerably, three years is okay, five may be too big, but three is definitely 4 years maximum.
Have you asked why they're leaving?
Sorry, come again.
Have you asked why they're leaving?
Yes, to see greener pastures.
Okay.
Yes. So, for me, I think 5 years may be too much. 4 years will suffice.
Okay. So if we have a situation where engineers are leaving also in large numbers, we will also bring up another bill to force engineers to serve for 3 or 5 years before they can leave as well.
Well, if we have a situation where engineers are leaving, I don't think they will, because you can't compare the health industry to that of the engineering industry. At least it's much more better than the health industry, where you have the brain drain really wrecking that industry to
There is a mass exodus in the IT sector. Are you aware of that? Programmers are living in large numbers. Precisely. So, at some point if the government determines that we are lacking in IT professionals in the country, we can also pass another law to stop IT people from leaving the country for 5 years or so.
Practically, you can't even stop IT people from leaving. You understand? Because someone who studies as a developer may not even come out cleanly to tell you he's studying as this, and perhaps has gotten his license to even go out after he finished his studies. So, but we're really concerned about the medical industry.
No, but if it were possible, some people actually. Some people, some developers, programmers, IT personnel, they write professional examinations, they get certifications, internationally identified ones. So if there is a way of tracking them, if there is a way, at some point, if we're lacking in, enough of these personnel, we'll pass another law to stop them from leaving also. Because you admitted a while ago that they are leaving. So if there's a way to identify them and we come to a point where we feel that we don't have enough of them around any longer, we can pass a law to stop them from going also.
If we do, in the IT sector, many people will even leave that sector, sincerely, because it's now becoming a replica of what is happening. You know, Nigerians can be very funny.
No. Just address the point I raised. If you're comfortable with us, with this law, or this bill becoming law, stopping medical workers from leaving for, maybe 3 to 4, they're saying 5 years, you're saying 3 years. So, what that means is, we can do the same for IT personnel as well. Do you agree?
Yes, definitely we can actually do the same.
Okay.
Everything is just to curb the mass exodus of people leaving out of this country by not providing the required service, in which we who train them, we're not getting the services. But others outside, because of the bad state of the economy or because of their low pay that is not commensurate to what they have learned, that's why it happens.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
How to vote, you're welcome. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Richard, I'm calling from Edo.
Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning the issue about the exodus of medical workers overseas, which they call a brain drain, and the legislation they are about to pass on that, on their movement and all that, or compulsory service, I think government doesn't have right to impose such a on medical doctors, especially if they did not fund their training. The same right medical doctors have is the right that every other person in any job or service has. Every person is looking for a greener pasture. It should be on government that they should provide a modern environment so that people would want to remain here in the country and render whatever service, and then get the equal remuneration for the service they are rendering, rather imposing any restriction on that on their movement abroad to seek greener pasture. This government is always looking for a way to impinge on the purpose right.
Oh, you said something about, especially if the government did not fund their education or their training. Yes, you're right. Probably government did not fund their training. However, the person, the member of the House that brought up this bill, is saying that government or the study of medicine in Nigeria, for example, is heavily subsidized. If you heard when I read the article out a while ago, he referenced the cost of studying medicine in Europe, in the US and Canada, in the UK especially, in the US and Canada, and those sums are actually quite high compared to how much you pay in the average Nigerian university here. It's not comparable at all. So he's saying, so maybe you're right, government is not funding the training, but he's saying that it's heavily subsidized and that the Nigerian state should get something in return for that.
I believe that they are training here in Nigeria is subsidized. And in other fields, people in other fields like engineering, what, is there any proof that they are subsidizing the education of medical doctors?
If you compare how much you pay to study medicine or any other course for that matter in a public university in Nigeria, even compare that to private universities in Nigeria, the cost is significantly different, let alone comparing to the cost of education overseas. It is astronomically different.
What I'm saying is that if it is their interest to retain medical doctors here, they should provide enabling environment. That's the issue. The world has become a global village, and people want to live for a greener pasture and all that. So this is my opinion that they should provide enabling environment so that they would want to stay here and work to earn a living. That is my take on this.
Mm.
Thank you. You're
welcome. 21 going past 4 p.m. Let's get your take as well. Hello, how to find you? Welcome. Hello? Hello?
Good evening, Dayo.
All right, go ahead.
Give it from Port Harcourt. Dayo, the fact is that if the medical doctors here in Nigeria are being well taken care of and they have a good environmental where they need, yeah, you not see a resident doctor go on strike every here and there. Yeah, you not see salary being paid when it is due to be, they are due to be paid. They will definitely stay here in Nigeria and do their work judiciously. But whereby they don't have that kind of a nimble environment, yeah, salary has been owed for several months or years, yeah, strike become the order of the day, definitely that individual who is in that field will definitely find his greener pasture outside the country. Even them, they are making what they should be thinking of is how to make the enabling environment and how to concentrate now to pay doctors, resident doctors, because they are well trained for it. I think Nigeria will have one of the best doctors all over the world.
Yeah.
They shouldn't come and make law to restrain them from not traveling out of the country to practice their profession.
How about the brain drain? How do we deal? Because we do have a massive brain drain in the medical sector.
That's where the government comes in. That's where the government comes in as a body, and what they should be focusing on is to solve their problems, not recreating more problems to the sectors. Is to solve the problem, looking for a solution to what the problems we have at hand, not creating more problems to jump past with what we have.
But how will this create more problems, really?
It will create more problems whereby they restrain the individual who has been in the house, maybe salary has not been paid for years, and he's not taking care of his family, and he intends to leave out of the country to move for his greener pasture. There will be chaos, and you see Dr. Revoke.
Good to hear from you, but that's the much that I can take. I apologize. I have to go for a commercial break now. We'll return in a moment. The conversation will continue. Do please stay with us.
In a fast changing world,
tune in to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria. Keep your dial locked for sustainable development.
Hello, welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria Info. Here in Port Harcourt, I'm Dio. 28 minutes come past 4 p.m. Discussions continue. Doctors reject Rep's proposed 5-year compulsory service. A House of Reps was passed for second reading, Medical and Dental Practitioners Act Amendment Bill 2022, which seeks to make it compulsory for graduates in medical and dental fields to render services within Nigeria for 5 years before being granted full license. The sponsor of the motion, Ganiu Johnson, APC Lagos, said the move was to check the mass exodus of medical professionals from the country. What's your take on this? Well, the line's open. Call 070-093-093. Also joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's see, via Facebook, Ochuko Ere from Motor goes, this Japa syndrome is a direct result of bad and suppressing leadership. It's really scary. Why not make laws that compare public officials to make use of, to compel, I think you mean to write, public officials to make use of Nigerian hospitals? It's completely wrong to take this step. You can also join me via Facebook and Twitter and drop your comments there as well. Speaking of comments, I do have some other ones here which I'd like to touch on right now. Let's see. Dio, was that lawmaker re-elected? If he was, then luck is on his side. Assuming he brought this up before the election, he wouldn't have smelled within the party primary level. Next time, he wouldn't be lucky. Some people are just there for nothing. That's from Blessing. Well, Blessing, I saw your message a while ago, and I just did a quick search to see if he actually won re-election. And I think his rep, from what I see here, Johnson Ganiu Abiodun is representing Oshodi Isolo 2 in the Federal House of Representatives. And in that election, what I see here, and I hope this information is correct, I may have to double check later, but it seems the Labour Party candidate, the Labour Party won that election. For Oshodi Isolo 2, I'm seeing LP, 29,386 votes. APC, that's Johnson Ganiu Abiodun, came second with 16,650 votes with 30.87% of the votes. The Labour Party won 54.49%. In third, PDP with 6,538 votes, that's 12.12%. ADC next with 777 votes, 1.44%. So from what I'm seeing here, it appears that Johnson Ganiu Abiodun did not win re-election. It don't seem that way. Anyways, let's go to the phone lines now. Hard fact, you're welcome. Hello, 913. Hello. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, my name is I'm calling from Choba.
All right, go ahead.
I think the Nigerian government have systematically developed a way of actually pushing all the problems back to its masses. First, I want to start with the point you raised earlier about brain drain. The law of demand and supply is a natural law in life. So when the demand is high, when the supply is high, the price goes down. So when you say I am trained in Nigeria and I should step back, I choose to tell you that there are a lot of medical doctors in Nigeria today that are jobless. There is nowhere to do their residency. They have to apply, reapply, over-apply just to do their residency. So are you compelling such a doctor to remain back in Nigeria because you trained him in Nigeria? And then let's stop this fallacy that you destroyed the Nigerian economy, made our Naira useless, and you think education is actually cheap in Nigeria. I currently want to run a PhD in one of the centers in Port Harcourt, and I can tell you that running a PhD there, although you pay the lump sum, however, running a PhD in any other institution amounts to overpayment. I'll tell you the reasons why. Just suppose it side by side with running a PhD in any of these other state universities. You spend longer years, you pay something, you pay a lot of other undocumented fees. But when in a PhD outside this country or in any of these centers, you pay strategic fees, and that is all you pay at the end of the day, and you finish your PhD at recommended time, as stipulated.
But it is a fact. I mean, hold on. But whatever the situation is with the economy and the Naira, it is a fact that tertiary education, and I'm not talking PhD now, tertiary education is significantly more expensive overseas than in Nigeria. I mean, you must agree with that.
Yes, I agree with that. However, put side by side, the time I waste, I spent 10, 11 years doing a course in Nigeria. Who pays for the losses? Are you getting me, Dayo? I spent 10, 11 years doing one course in Nigeria. Who pays for the losses? Who evaluates that? Thank you, Dayo. I think I've made my point.
You're welcome. Good evening, though. Once upon a time, a child kept going to watch TV at a neighbor's house, even though their parents could afford one. Instead of his parents to buy a TV, they forced the child to sit with them in the house looking at a brick wall. What makes matters worse is when you discover that the said parent preventing their child from going to watch TV also goes to watch the same TV in the same neighbor's house. It is hypocrisy at the highest level by politicians. Why fix the issues? Why fix the issues which are making the medical practitioners leave when you can hold them hostage instead? Hello?
Hello.
Hard fact, you're welcome. Please go on.
I think the topic for discussions this evening is mind-boggling. It's something that needs a total concern. The educational system in the country, sorry, I am Comrade Akiri, so I'm calling. The educational system that is occasioned and associated with incessant strikes disruptions in the academic calendars. And the treatment of workers, especially the doctors. And because they are going out for medical tourism, they feel they will handle the health sector the way and the manner they feel like doing, without the recourse to the fact that there should be more attention to that sector. So the bill proposed by the National Assembly, I don't think it's a worthwhile one. Because you can't tell me, you have to allow me to decide on what to do. Choice is something that should not be boggled. So that bill basically is dead on arrival.
But the health sector is suffering. Doctors, nurses, dentists are leaving in large numbers.
Actually, the sector needs more attention. And who has to do this? If not the government. If you can have a better health attention in the country, it's always at the private sector, the private hand. But when it comes to the public hand, it's a sad situation, it's a sad commentary. So putting up a bill trying to strangulate medical doctors to spend 5 years before looking elsewhere, I don't think it's appropriate. And with what we are seeing now, other professions, due to the neglect from the side of the government, will toe the line, will take the same line. Because our people are not taking the basic necessity, the basic need for the citizenry seriously. And that is the consequence that we are seeing now, that doctors are going for green aperture. So that is a clear implication of what that is going on. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Kazi also gets one call, 070-0923-0923. Hello?
Hello, Dale.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. The fact is that it's like somebody, are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, it's like somebody creating a mess and you expect another person to stay in that mess instead of you to clean up the mess. So, the only way we can solve this issue is if our leaders can have a healthcare in this country, then they would not know how to take care of our healthcare system. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is the only solution. Even though the doctors, they stay for 5 years before they travel, they eventually travel to look for what they want. So that would be the restrictions of license will not solve the issue.
Well, what will solve the issue then?
What will solve the issue is for our leaders to stay in this country and test what they think they have done by using our healthcare system, and not to restrict people from doing what is good for them to do.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Oh, and a few more messages right now. If you have to stay and work in the UK for 5 years to get an indefinite leave to remain, what is the big deal if our reps, in order to forestall the total collapse of that sector, because some entitled professionals who got subsidised education want a better life? All right. If politicians are sincere, they should move a motion against political office holders travelling abroad for medication. This will rather improve the health sector, and that's from West. Government should address the issues causing brain drain and stop making laws that are counterproductive. Will they restrain nurses, physiotherapists and other medical professionals? This is from Otto Gidevindayo. This shows that our institutions are better when it comes to educating medical practitioners. After education, the medical practitioners are not confident in the country's medical resource. The payment is too low and these medical practitioners are not valued. We are loved where we are valued. Then all legislative and executive members' children should school in Nigeria while in office. That bit is callous, and I concur, it is anti-people. It is, in fact, extremely anti-people in capital letters. This is imposition and rights infringement of these medical doctors and dentists. For me, that analogy doesn't hold water, because where we are is a third world country and not a Western world. I think what the House should do is to outline the factors affecting these doctors leaving and addressing them so that it will stop them from leaving. Even that Zimbabwean government trying to criminalize their own, it is extremely anti-people, and for me, it won't stand because it's infringement and callousness. Well, Auntie, what do you think? Good day. If Nigerian doctors leave for other nations, we should encourage others from different nations to come, like we used to have Indians, Pakistani, Ghanaian, and others come to teach and work in Nigeria when we had good leadership. Your legislators are funny. Instead of seeking progressive ways to improve national programs, they want to be a drawback and force people to remain and stew in their inconsistency and poor governance. And that's from Goodness. Hello, Half Fact, welcome. Hello? Hello? All right, I did note that you may also call 0817-93-0002 or 0003. And that's 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Dio.
Yes, you're welcome. Go on.
Yes, my name is Andy Agbotive. Dio, you know this is my industry. So first off, I would say to you that clearly you were right. I've confirmed, or we have confirmed, the member representing the House is not returning. Mm. And that's on good authority. Then secondly, Dio, I'd like you to just let your people or let the listeners know how quackery, what quackery means, how quackery is defined. The practice of a profession without license, essentially, that's what is quackery. So you are a quack when you are practicing a profession and you do not have license. Do you know what they have said with this bill? They have said that people, doctors, would be practicing for a period of 5 years before they are licensed. So
what it means is before they are fully licensed. Obviously, there must be some kind of, they might get a provisional license to practice. What of that?
Okay, so I hear you, but you see, there is so much contradiction in whatever it is that they are, and I'm sure that this bill is going to die. It's going to die, and I want to quote my friend and my senior colleague, you know, in the struggle, Michael Zekome, who would say that this is already as dead as Dodo. You know, it's not going to go anywhere for the following reason. First off, you must understand that you study medicine for a period of not between 5 and 6 years at least, where everything is functioning well. There are some private schools that are even longer than 5 or 6 years. And the regular state and federal schools, you may find that before you graduated with MBBS, you are doing 8, 9, 10 years in school. So imagine, for instance, Dayo, that you are, say, 20 years when you got into school, right?
Mm.
Then you do another 8 years because of the Nigerian system, first start or made work by these same House of Rep members who would not pursue the real issues, who would not look at the etiology, you know, the causative, the things that are predisposing, you know, the country to this kind of Jakpa syndrome. They're not looking at it. Now, if a child stays in school 28 years, comes out, then spends another 5 years, and that's about 33 years, right? Then you say it's that time that you're going to license a person to now start living his life. How do you define wickedness? How do you define evil? So right now, in the medical profession, there are several other professionals. There are the pharmacists, for instance. There are the physiotherapists, there are the pharmacologists, there are the nurses, there are several professionals. Are we also saying, and if you looked at the rate of jackpot in the medical, you know, the larger medical umbrella, you will see that basically all the medical professionals are jackparades.
Yeah, so maybe we'll start with doctors and dentists, and then we move on to nurses and physiotherapists later.
Do you know how many nurses? As a matter of fact, Daya, yesterday I went to see a friend that is a nurse, you know, who has seen 2 weeks back, you know, in the office. I drove there, I got him there, and as soon as I was asking after, they said she just left. She left 3 days ago. You know the total number of nurses that are leaving this country by the second. So what fundamentally should happen for a thinking system, for a people that are not just acting, you know, by the quantity we call the knee-jerk approach? You know, they're not thinking through anything before they are acting. What should have happened is, you look at this entire issue. First off, you look at it and say, okay, what can we do to forestall this? How can we affect the training? How can we increase the total number of people that are graduating per year? How can we do this? How can we do this? This is not how systems that are thinking, you know, should be doing. But we have got people, unfortunately, so dire that I'm no longer unnecessarily excited, because who are these people who are members of the Houses of Assembly? They are one-time cultists. They are street boys, they are street urchins, agberos.
Oh, no, hold on, Andy. To say that members of our House of Reps are urchins and cultists, it's a bit... I don't know.
So they can take me to court.
No. I understand you're the one who said it, but you're saying it on this platform, and that counts for something as well.
Let me tell you why I've said it, Nadayo. Go and check right now as I speak with you. Check the qualification, the highest qualification of the 360 members also
including
the House of Rep and the Senate.
Maybe there is a thug in the House of Reps. Maybe there is one street urchin there, or two or three, I don't know. But you cannot suggest or infer that all members of the House of our House of Reps or our National Assembly are urchins or cultists.
I'm not saying all members, Dario, but I'm saying that if you look at the entire framework, the entire members that are in the National Assembly, whether in the House of Reps or even in the Senate, check right now. It is available. What is the highest qualification that they presented to INEC? Just check it. And you would shudder. So do you wonder why they are proposing this kind of a bill when they themselves did not go through the four walls of a university? They didn't go through it. The majority of them died. So that's what I'm saying. How did they get to that position? You cannot understand what you have not been through. If I was talking about an accelerator, if I was talking about the braking system, Dayo, if a person has never driven, a person does not understand, he cannot begin to understand it. So that's why I'm just lost for words. As a matter of fact, NMA is going to undo them. I do not think that this is anything that
Andy,
is going to be.
I do have to move on right now.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Via Twitter at Onowunigbo 1 tweets, doctors traveling abroad is not the issue, but public office holders traveling abroad for medical attention is the main issue. They should pass bills that prohibit public office holders from traveling abroad for medicals and studies. Doctors will stay back here and treat them. At Ike0280 tweets, with the way these people talk about this issue, you'd think we went to school for free. And comparing the medical fees paid by students in other countries is a dumb argument. How is that logical when both countries don't run on the same economy and per capita is different? At Age on Issue Twitter, Nigerian politicians are just self-centered. They should address what caused the brain drain in our healthcare system rather than sponsoring a bill that will suit only their own interests. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Dario.
Hi, go ahead.
It's quite sad that at this time and age, we are still talking about traveling abroad for school and medical, whatever. It's a shame because if our institutions are in place, in fact, if you look at it, we are even being exploited over there. You are given admission to study, for example, in UK. You are there. Do one, maybe a period of 1 week. You go to school maybe 3 or 4 times. They give you some hours to work. You go for work. You are paid. The money go back to the economy. Nigerian government should look at this thing. Look at the positive side of it. If you strengthen your medical and your academic institution, people will come. You can't sit in the class with a UK citizen who paid probably £2,000 because you are paying about £20,000. He probably has a loan, probably will pay it after school. 2 years after your program, you don't even have your green card. You enroll again for another 2 years. Do other programs again before you start to have that work permit. Meanwhile, we'll have all these things. If we have a good institution, will Ekweremadu be where he is today? He probably will be treating his daughter in a Enugu.
Yeah, but as inconvenient a portrait as you have painted regarding what it takes to study medicine there, especially as a foreigner and practice as well, you still have lots of Nigerians and citizens from other countries going to these countries to study medicine.
Simple.
And study other programs for that matter.
Because for convenience. Imagine someone leaving US to study medicine in the UK. Just for convenience, not because this one is better than this other one. But we are even moving to South Africa. We are going to India.
Even Ghana.
We are going to Ghana. We used to have university college, London, or London, whatever in Ibadan before. What happened to you? I mean, why are we like? I was in teaching hospital the other day. The bunch of mosquitoes, they can even pull your shirt and, give you malaria. If you don't sweep your home, nobody will sweep it for you. If you know the bone, what does UK have? Education. And they're making it attractive. So they give you admission, you are going to pay £15,000. Your sixth is paying 1,000, probably after school. They will say, okay, you have 2,000 amount of hours to work. What the money you are earning from work, what are you using for? To put it back into the economy. So you're going to buy Boga, you're going to buy Boga in pounds. You're going to make your hair in pounds. You're going to pay transport in pounds. After putting 6 years for you to get your credit card, would you come back to the next summer school? Remember, it's not gone. We are sick. We have not started. We don't even know where to start from. We don't even know where to start from. The system is not working. Nothing is working. Okay, these doctors, if you say, okay, doctors are trained there, before they even allow you to work there are courses, certifications you undergo to check that you have done over here.
Your thoughts noted. I do have to move on right now. Thanks for your contribution. Let's see. Hard fact, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Good evening, if I can, everybody online.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you have a very brilliant topic today, and the two sides have a very beautiful point. But I want to look at it from the point that when we have intellectual questions like this, we should be asking who are the beneficiaries of this policy, who are going to be the most beneficiary of this policy. If the doctors are staying back for 5 years, is it the politicians that are going to benefit it, or the masses? And what are the other palliatives or incentives that are going to be given to doctors that are staying back, or medical personnel that are staying back for 5 years to give back to the society that produced them as doctors? I think we should be looking at it from that angle. There are a lot of situations in other countries that warrant them to bring up policies that will warrant their citizens to be staying or to be doing something that they don't wish to do. Take, for instance, Israel. Israel give a compulsory time or years for their citizens to go into the military. The cost of the terrain, Israelis fund themselves. They have to be security. They have to go through security training.